Dan, Price, Dan, just a couple of thoughts here. You're 24, 25 games in. You've got some games in hand on the teams ahead of you, in particularly Kelowna. Just a few thoughts on how important every point is in the division.
It is for every team, every game. There's so much parity in this league, and certainly the Western Conference in our division as well. You see that when the BC teams play each other, when the Western Conference teams play each other, they're always extremely hard-fought games, close games, tight-checking games. So you're right. Every team goes into each game, I think, with the mindset that these are valuable four-point games, and you want to try to make the most of those.
I think 1-1 in this building this year, dropped a couple at home to the Rockets. They're a team that at this point has to sort of scratch and claw for every point. Thoughts on coming into Prospera Place. You've had the opportunity over the last few years.
It's one of my favorite buildings to play in. I love it. And the team loves it too, because it's always such a great atmosphere. They're always intense games, competitive games. So these are really easy games to get up for. And, I'm sure Kelowna feels the same way playing within the BC division, whether it be us or Vancouver or whomever. They're always competitive games. And Kelowna plays well at home. You know, they're well structured. They work really hard. They've got a deep team. And they're playing very well recently. So I think it'll be a great game tonight.
Couple of thoughts on another BC Division team, Kamloops. Another team sort of chasing for a playoff spot.
Yeah, same thing with them. You know, they started a little bit slow. I don't think, record-wise, I should say, I don't think that their record was reflective of the quality of their team or anything like that. Just a few games didn't go their way. But they've done a great job as well. Their coaching staff has got them in a great system of play. They're very well structured, too. They have good depth, and they're hard to play against, and they play well at home. So, again, it's just so typical of this BC division. It's just, there's so much parity. It's so tight, and every team is, prepared on every night.
How about Prince George? I just had a visit up there. Again, a little heavier team in this division, a little different style of play, perhaps.
Yeah, that's true. I would say PG is probably one of the more physical forechecking teams in our league, and there are certainly other teams, both in the West and BC, that do that very well also. But PG, you can tell, is really built that way. They like to put it in and, put pressure on your D and try to be really physical. So they did a good job of that up in Prince George. We supported the puck and managed the puck better, I would say, in the first game, which helped us get a W. In the second game, we didn't do that as well, and they forechecked and checked very well. That helped them get the W and ended up being a split. But yeah, PG is also a very tough team to play.
Geographically, you're pretty close by to Everett and Vancouver, the two top teams in the West. That might be the Western Conference's Bermuda Triangle, those three locations. A few thoughts specifically on Vancouver. Quite a rivalry with the Royals.
Yeah, it's true. We also love playing Vancouver. It seems like Vancouver and Kelowna are kind of the two teams that we end up seeing the most based on schedule and the way the postseason has gone in recent years and all those kinds of things. So there is some latent rivalry, I would say, with those two teams. Really impressed with Vancouver this year. Obviously, they've got good depth at every position. Michael's done a great job there as far as, again, implementing the structure and fundamentals that he wants. But I would say they use the full depth of their bench very well. All 60, all 12 forwards. Their special teams are really good. So that'll be another tough challenge on Saturday.
Boy, they're going to get six defensemen back next season, theoretically anyway. Just want to ask you about your hockey club. From the outset, it looked pretty good. 320s, one in each position. How's it look for us seeing Ralph Jarrett here tonight?
Yeah, the same. The key about those 20s is you're right. There's one at each position, and they're all quality 20s, Griff, Ralph, and Dante. And I know it's been very rewarding for them, the impact they've been able to have on the team at each of their positions respectively, but also as a leadership group. It's been tremendous. And then at times there's been some challenging moments too, where each of them have been out of the lineup at various times. So having them all in together is a huge boost for our team. We'll wait and see on Ralph. He's sort of day-to-day right now. We'll wait and see how quickly he comes along. But yeah, Griff and Dante are back and in full health, and you can just feel that power, that presence within the team. It's great.
Yeah, Jarrett is a guy I've always enjoyed watching play. Cade Oliver, how about his development? I remember him coming in as a rookie, pretty tenacious, and he's a guy who has begun to show some offensive prowess.
It's a great point. It's another one of these players who, people don't see the work that he puts in behind the scenes and how much and constantly he works on the game of hockey generally and his offensive game. He's always been really underrated offensively, in my opinion, but he sees the game very well. He's able to create offensive opportunities in part through that tenacity, and then finish him obviously with the offensive execution. But it's a guy who will do anything to win. He's just a tremendous person, really gritty and a character guy, and he should feel really good about all the work that he's put in to develop his game playing off. It's just through sheer work ethic, and so we're really proud of him.
DJ Jerome, again, another guy who gives you guys, you know, a threat.
And so goal he scored in Kamloops really was, I would almost call that a 400-foot goal, because he was up ice on the forecheck, 200 feet back basically towards our goal line to help defensively, then 200 feet the other way offensively again to score. So when you see a player that's got great offensive ability like that playing a 200, or in that case a 400-foot game, it gives you a lot of confidence in that player, and it gives the team a lot of confidence in him too.
Last question here, just on a personal note, you know, your thoughts. How have you, you know, enjoyed the opportunity, you know, as an assistant coach and now head coach in the Western Hockey League?
Yeah, I would just sum it up as gratitude, total gratitude. I just feel so grateful for the opportunity to be with the Royals organization, first to come in as an assistant coach and learn from Cam and Dave and the rest of the staff, and then to have the opportunity to move into the head coaching role when Dave moved up to the NHL. That's just, you know, a real honor. It's very humbling, and we're surrounded by such tremendous people. You look at our training staff, our coaching staff, our management personnel, business staff, they're just really quality people, and they care about hockey and the organization so much. And Cam's done such a great job of building a great roster each year that allows you as a coach to be competitive and deploy the players in different ways. Yeah, it's really special here. Can't say enough good things about it.
All right, terrific. Thanks for doing this, Dan.
Great. Thank you for having me.